主耶稣圣名，在这里跟大家分享一些圣经的道理，然后再来祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share some of the truth in the Bible before we pray.
今天下午要用我在这里差遣我，跟大家来查考。
This afternoon, I'd like to use the topic of Here am I, send me.
我们两个礼拜的NYTS 跟 PMVP 的 program 呢，即将要结束了。
Our two-week program of NYTS and PMVP is coming to a close.
那这次 PMVP 的主题就是主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
And the theme for this year's PMVP is Here am I, send me.
那我们今年有15个参加 PMVP program 的学员。
And this year we have 15 PMVP participants.
在这两个礼拜当中呢，学习了很多道理。
And in these 2 weeks, we have learned many truths.
很多的问题。
A lot of the issues.
那又尽了很大努力，讲员呢就想尽办法能够让这个问题能够得解答。
And through much effort, we have tried to resolve some of these issues.
然后目的其实就是要我们能够得到像圣经里面所说的先知他回应神的呼召，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
And the point is to respond to the calling of God and say, Here I am, send me.
那其实这样的回答呢，不应该只是 PMVP 的学生，应该是我们每一个 NYTS 在受训这里的学员应该共同有的心声。
And actually, this response is not only the duty of the PMVP participants, but of all the NYTS participants as well.
我们从这几次的祷告会当中，我们分享过亚伯拉罕他回应神的呼叫。
In the past prayer sessions, we have talked about how Abraham responded to his calling.
神要试验他。
And God wanted to test him.
但其实神是要赐福给他。
But actually, God wanted to bless him.
那其实神是要让他把这个信仰能够传给他的下一代。
And in reality, God wanted to let him pass on the faith to the next generation.
亚伯拉罕非常勇敢地回应神说，主啊，我在这里。
And Abraham bravely responded to the Lord, Here I am.
虽然他那时候还不知道神叫他做什么。
Even though at that time he did not know what God was calling him to do.
所以说神叫我们，我们不知道。
So when God calls us, we may not know.
不知道目的在哪里啊。
We may not know what the purpose is.
但是这就是我们应该回答神的。
But this is our response to God.
我在这里。
Here am I.
那我们也查考过摩西他回应神的呼叫。
And we also talked about how Moses responded to his calling.
神从荆棘的火焰当中叫了摩西。
God called Moses from within the burning bush.
那摩西也吓了一跳。
And Moses was scared.
Shocked. 竟然这个地方是圣地。
And this is holy ground.
他把脸盖起来，不敢看神。
So he covered his face and he was afraid to see God.
他以前也不知道神就在那个火焰当中。
And in the past he didn't know that God dwelt in the bush.
现在他明白了。
And now he understood.
他现在不敢看到神。
Now he is afraid to see God.
其实神一直看着他。
Even though God was watching him.
神就是要呼叫他去做一件很重要的事。
God wanted to call him to take on an important task.
然后他忽然发现我是谁，我怎么有办法去做神要我去做的事呢？
And yet he discovered,Who am I that God should have me do his work?
因为神竟然要他叫他回去埃及去见法老王。
And God wanted him to return to Egypt to talk to Pharaoh.
这不是他以前逃命逃出来的地方吗？
But isn't this where he ran from?
但是神要他回去。
But God wants him to return.
他发现我是什么人。
And he thought, who am I?
但是神跟他说，我跟你同在，我与你同去。
But God said, I will be with you and I will go with you.
你要做的事，你要说的话，我都告诉你了。
What you must do, what you must say, I will tell you.
你的口是我造的。
And I have formed your mouth.
你就去吧。
So go.
摩西最后他接受神的呼召走了。
And in the end, Moses accepted God's calling and left.
这是神叫了摩西的过程，要他去工作。
And this is the process of how God called Moses to work.
那我们也查考过神叫了撒母耳。
We have also discussed how God called Samuel.
神叫撒母耳，撒母耳回应说我在这里。
And when God called Samuel, Samuel said, Here am I.
但是神听到撒母耳说我在这里，他并没有说什么。
But when he said,
撒母耳回应说我在这里的时候，神没有继续说什么话。
But yet when Samuel responded, Here am I, God didn't say anything.
一连三次神都叫他名字而已。
And 3 times God only called his name.
一直到撒母耳他从以利那边知道说要怎么回应神的呼叫。
It wasn't until he learned from Eli how to respond to God.
请说，仆人请听。
Said, Please speak, for your servant is listening.
这个时候 神才开始跟他讲话。
And only then did God start to speak to Samuel.
所以神要借着这个呼叫，让这个服侍的这个经验可以传承下去。
So God wants to use this process of calling to continue on the holy work.
因为以前神也这样叫过以利的。
Is in the past that was how God called Eli.
不然以利他怎么知道要说这句话？请说，仆人静听。
Otherwise, how would Eli know to instruct Samuel to say, "Lord, speak, for your servant is listening"?
当撒母耳回应神说，请说，仆人静听的时候，神开始给他一个很重要的宣告。
And when Samuel said this, "Lord, speak, for your servant is listening," then God gave him instructions.
那这个宣告，神说是要叫听到人都耳鸣的。
And what God told him said, he said would make the ears of every person who heard it tingle.
不是因为那个声音很大声。
And it's not because the voice is very loud.
而是他的信息本身非常严厉。
But because of the content of the message.
曾经服侍过神的人，如果离弃了神。
And the message is that those who once serve God, if they depart from God.
如果没有把信仰传给下一代。
If they do not deliver on the faith to the next generation,
那么神的信息是会让听到人都耳鸣的。
Then the judgment of God will make everyone's ears tingle.
其实这也是讲给每一个在服侍人的听的。
And actually, this is spoken to everyone who is serving God.
我们每一个人都要想办法，要把我们的下一代能够让他走在主的路上。
So we have to think how we can make the next generation walk on the paths of the Lord.
那我们今天就是这个下一代要承接这个信仰的这一代人。
And today we are the generation taking on the faith.
为什么今天教会花这么多的时间让我们来这边受训呢？
Why does the church spend so much time and effort to let us come here?
不过就是要让我们知道怎么样尊重神。
It is to let us know how to worship God.
能够敬畏神。
How to honor God.
我们能知道 fear God. 我们
可以
敬畏神，因为我们怕神。
So we can fear God.
因为神是轻慢不得的。Mark 不能够轻慢，不能够轻视神。
Oh, because God cannot be mocked.
那以利他的见解就是他尊重儿子过于尊重神。
And Eli's fault is that he honored his sons more than he honored God.
神借由呼叫撒母耳。
So God called Samuel.
让那个老祭司明白了。
To let the old priest understand.
神真的要不是因为神的默示少了，而是因为这个要接受默示的人不配能够得到神的这个信息。
It's not actually that the word of the Lord was rare, but the people who accept the word of the Lord is rare.
然后神把要跟以利讲的话竟然就由撒母耳来讲。
And so what God wanted to tell to Eli, he spoke through Samuel.
让这个两个世代的圣功的衔接竟然是这么巧妙的移转到撒母耳去，不是移给以利的两个儿子。
And so the passing of the faith was not between Eli and his children, but rather to Samuel.
他重点在哪里？
So what is the main point?
在以利告诉撒母耳说的，请说，仆人静听。
The main point is what Eli told Samuel to respond. Lord, speak, for your servant is listening.
就是要听神所说的话。
To listen to what God says.
因为神之前已经跟以利讲过了，派神人去宣告过信息了。
Because God had already spoken this to Eli.
但是以利他并没有真的去听从神所说的信息。
But Eli did not truly listen to the words of God.
那这个。神借着撒母耳这件事情呼叫他，让我们明白说神其实是非常严厉的。
So God used the calling of Samuel to show that God is
非常严厉，很
God is very strict.
就是神是不可以把说神说的话不当作一回事的。
So we cannot take the words of God lightly.
那在圣经里面记载另外一次神呼叫先知。
And there's another instance of God calling a prophet.
那是我们在 NYT 上课的时候，我想我们已经查考过的。
And I think we've talked about it in other classes.
就是在以赛亚书第六章。
It's in the book of Isaiah chapter 6.
神让以赛亚先知看到一个异象。
God allowed the prophet Isaiah to see a vision.
以赛亚书第六章，请看。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
这是我们常常读的经句。
And this is a passage that we frequently read.
我想我们很多人应该都可以背了。
I think many of us can memorize it even.
神坐在高高的宝座上。
The Lord sat on a throne, high and lifted up.
然后有很多很多的撒拉弗侍立在神的宝座上面。
And above the throne stood seraphim.
飞在神的宝座上的。
They are flying above the throne of God.
这个撒拉弗用两个翅膀把他们的脸遮起来。
And the seraphim, they covered their eyes with two wings.
用两个翅膀把脚遮住了。
They used two wings to cover their feet.
用两个翅膀来飞翔。
And with the other two wings, they fly.
他告诉我们，这胡适的人是没有他自己的，隐藏起来的。
This tells us that one who serves must hide himself, hide his face.
他是不留痕迹的。
They do not leave their trail.
胡适过了，就是把它遮住。
Your past holy work, we must cover.
然后用两个翅膀很快速地回应神的差遣。
And with two wings, we must very quickly do the work of God.
所以有时候我们今天从这一段圣经看到，我们服侍神其实不要一直谈到某某人怎么样怎么样怎么样。
So from this passage, we can see when we serve God, we shouldn't say, "Oh, this servant did that, and this person did this."
因为那都过去了。
Because that has already been in the past.
这些工作都是神做的。
All of these works are done by God.
我们每一个人都是应该要把脚缩起来的。
We should hide our trails and cover our feet.
然后我们回应神。
And when we respond to God.
我们因为以赛亚在这个异象里面，他看到他听到了这个撒拉夫在颂赞神的声音。
And Isaiah, in his vision, he heard how the angels praised God.
他听到呼喊，他们呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之神，他的荣光充满全地。”
He heard them crying to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
然后他就突然感觉到说他是有祸了，他灭亡了。
And all of a sudden, he felt that he was unclean.
因为这个声音太大了。连那个门槛都震动。
Because this voice is too loud, and even the door was shaken.
这个时候的以赛亚，他突然发现说，他是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
At this point in time, Isaiah discovered he was a man of unclean lips.
当他看到神的荣耀以后
，and after he saw the glory of God,
他知道他自己跟荣耀的神比起来，他甚至连去颂赞神都不配。
He knew that when he was comparing himself to God, he was even unworthy of praising God.
他嘴唇不洁。
He had unclean lips.
他的周遭的人也是嘴唇不洁的人。
And he dwelt in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
然后又因为他看到了这个至圣洁的神。
This is because he has seen the king.
他直接说：“哇，我现在灭亡了。”
And so he said, "Oh, I am undone."
那就在这个他知道他是谁，他是自己知道是一个罪人的这个同时。
So this is when he realized he was a sinful man.
神也没有把他击杀。
And God didn't kill him.
神反而让一个撒拉弗。来拿了一个红毯，从坛上拿下来的，来沾他的嘴。
God had told a seraph to fly down and touch his lips with a live coal.
要把他的罪洁净，把他除掉。
This is to cleanse and remiss his sin.
然后他说：“你的罪又赦免了。”
And he said, "Your sins are purged."
那当他的罪被赦免以后，他就听到主的声音出来了。
And once his iniquity was taken away, he heard the voice of the Lord.
我可以差遣谁去呢？
That whom shall I send, and who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢？
Who will go for us?
这个时候的先知就说：“主啊，我在这里，你差遣我。”
And here's when Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me."
那我们从这一段圣经里面，我们看到说，先这个以赛亚他先看到神的荣耀以后
，So from this passage we see that when Isaiah saw the glory of God,
他就认识他自己是谁呀。
He understood who he was.
他原来是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
He is actually a man of unclean lips.
他以前一定不觉得他自己嘴唇不洁。
Perhaps before he didn't think he was a man of unclean lips.
那所以从这一段圣经我们看到说，今天我们在这里，如果真的看到神的荣耀
，And so we see over here when we see the glory of God.
神的荣耀在哪里
？Where is the glory of God?
我们今天有没有看到神的荣耀
？Have we seen the glory of God today?
有没有
？Do we?
我们在座的弟兄姐妹，我们曾经看到神的荣耀吗
？Brothers and sisters, have we seen the glory of God?
你觉得你看到神的荣耀，请举手。
If you think you've seen the glory of God, please raise your hand.
这么少啊？你没有看到神荣耀的。
And if you haven't, raise your hand.
你这两个礼拜当中，你都还没有看到神的荣耀。
In these 2 weeks, have you seen the glory of God?
那表示说，我们对神的荣耀的显现，我们还不够敏感。
If not, then perhaps we're not clear with the manifestation of the glory of God.
神的荣耀是神临在的时候。
The glory of God is when the Spirit of God is present.
当我们在祷告当中
，when we are praying，
当我们弟兄姐妹被圣灵充满的时候
，when we are filled with the Spirit，
其实这个就是神荣耀的显现。
Actually, this is the expression of the glory of God.
你看到一个人他会转变
，we see that someone can change.
这是神荣耀的一种显现。
And this is a manifestation of the glory of God.
其实我们在这里，我们每一天都经历神的荣耀。
Actually, here we experience the glory of God every day.
神的荣耀，他说像。像那个 像第四节所说的，那个殿里面充满了烟云啊，神灵在。
The glory of God is like as it describes in verse 4, the house is filled with smoke.
当我们在用圣灵祷告的时候，神就在我们跟我们在一起。
So when we pray in the Spirit, God is with us.
我们没有感受到。
Do we feel this?
表示我们还没有办法真的认识说我们是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
If we haven't felt this, this means that we do not realize we are men of unclean
lips. 我们对罪还不够敏感。
We do not understand our sins.
如果我们在这里看到神，
If we see God here,
那我们就发现说我自己事实上是不配的。
Then we will discover that we ourselves are unworthy.
我们如果像他听到这个天使颂赞的声音，
And if we, like Isaiah, heard the voice of praising from angels,
那么人发现说其实我是谁， 我竟然能够一起来颂赞神呢？
Then we should think, who are we that we can even praise God?
撒拉弗我们知道他是服侍神的灵哦。
We know that seraphim are spirits who serve God.
那他们是这样子，这么样的圣洁，这么样的谦卑啊。
And this is how holy and how humble they are.
但是常常我们其实跟这个撒拉弗比起来，我们差太远了。
But compared to the seraphim, perhaps we fall short.
那先知他们听到神的颂赞，听到这个天使的颂赞以后，
And when the prophet heard the praise,
他发现他有罪。
He discovered that he has sinned.
今天我们在这里唱诗歌颂神呢。
And today, when we sing hymns and praise God,
很多人他听到天使的声音呢。
Many people hear the voice of angels.
因为我们的颂赞。如果真的从心里面发出来的，神在听，天使在听。
Because if our offering of praise is from the heart, then there are angels listening.
如果我们被这个诗歌感动，
and if we are moved by this song,
我们一定会觉得说，我今天是何等的有福气，能够站在当中跟大家一起来歌颂神。
Then we will think it is a great blessing that we can be here and together praise the Lord.
当我们有这个心的时候，
and when we have this heart,
知道我不足，我需要求神来帮助我。
When we know that we are unworthy and we have to ask the Lord to help us.
那这个时候，你看天使这个撒拉弗就拿那个炭来沾他的嘴。
Then at this point, the seraph flew to him with the coal and touched his lips.
你的罪恶赦免了。
It says your sins are purged.
纯粹就是从因为他有一个想法啊，我灭亡了。
And this is because he had the thought, I am undone.
这是一个从心里面自我认识之后所产生意外的效果。
This is the expression of his heart once he realized who he was.
先知他根本不知道天使下一步是这样做的。
And the prophet had no idea that the angel would do this.
然后接下来，当他的罪被赦免以后，
And next, after his sins were purged,
他听到声音就出来了。
He heard the voice of the Lord.
我要差遣谁？我可以差遣谁去呢？
Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
这个我们其实就是指着。你看坐在宝座上的神以及这些服侍在宝座作为服侍神的这些撒拉弗。
And this plural us refers to the Lord who sits on the throne and the seraphim around the throne.
神可不可以派天使去再派撒拉弗去传递信息？
Can God send a seraph to go preach?
当然可以啊。
Of course.
而且撒拉弗速度更快。
And seraphs are faster.
效果更好。
The result may be better.
但是神他就是要有人愿意参与他这个工作。
But God requires that man is willing to go and do his work.
所以神发出了这个呼喊，谁可以？我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我们去
？And this is why the Lord says, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
这个时候呢，以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。
”And this is when Isaiah responds, "Here am I, send me."
哇，这是一个非常肯定的回应神呼召的一个态度啊。
And this is a very affirmative mentality in responding to God.
因为他见证过神的荣耀，他知道服侍神有多可贵。
Because he has seen and experienced the glory of God, he knows how precious it is to serve
God. 他听见天使颂赞的声音，知道有多么圣洁。
He has heard the voice of praise from the angels and knows their holiness.
他现在突然觉得说，如果我可以是当中的一份子，那是何等有福气呢
？And he must think what a blessing it is if I can also serve with them.
所以他很勇敢的回应说：“神啊，你差遣我去。”
So he bravely responded.Here am I, send me.
那这一句话就是我们今天每一个人都要回应神的呼召的，应该有的。
This phrase is what we should all say when we're responding to God's calling.
神当然就说好咯。
And of course God says okay.
因为这个时候这个以赛亚先知他是圣洁的。
Because at this time Isaiah was holy.
第九节神告诉他你要去做什么。
And in verse 9, God tells him what to say.
你就要去告诉百姓说你们听是要听见却不明白。看是要看见，却不晓得。
The Lord said, go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive.
就是要去责备人的。
This is to rebuke people.
就是你们虽然听见，但是你们总是没有把它听进去的。
It's to say, you keep on hearing, but you never really understand.
然后这样一个信息是事实上是对当时以撒先知来说是一个很大的打击的。很大的打击就是很 discouragement。因为去讲人家不听啊。
And for someone to keep on speaking but with no one listening, this is very discouraging.
那这个既然这个是神说的，神已经跟他预告以后你去做的时候会有什么结果了。
But right here, God is telling him the results of his preaching.
第十一节，以赛亚先知就说：“那主，我就说主啊，那这要到几时为止呢
？”Verse 11, Isaiah asks, "Lord, how long?"
结果神就说了，接下去神就说：“一直到什么城邑荒凉，无人居住。”
And the Lord answers, "Until the cities are laid waste."
一直到这个地方，等于说这个地方被敌人攻陷了。
Until this place is conquered by its enemies.
那就剩下一些渔民、渔数、渔下剩下人而已啊。
And then there's only a few people left.
要一直到这个信息本身，百姓都不愿意听，神出手毁灭他们的为止。
So keep going until nobody listens to you and God deals his justice.
结果以赛亚先生有没有去
？In the end, did Isaiah go?
以赛亚先生还是去了。
Prophet Isaiah went.
他知道这个工作很困难。
He knows that the job is difficult.
讲的没人要听。
He would speak, but no one would listen.
他还是去。
And he still went.
为什么
？Why?
因为他之前已经跟神说了。
Because he already told God.
你我在这里，你差遣我。
Here am I, send me.
所以这一句话向神说出以后，就是不管什么工作，神去叫他去做，他就去了。
So after he said this phrase, no matter what God told him to do, he would do it.
别人不听，就是。他的事情。
If nobody listens, that's their fault.
但是他的责任就是去传递神的信息。
But his own duty was to preach.
今天我们来这边受训以后。
And today, after we come here.
我们现在回去要去工作，要服侍神。
When we go back, we have to serve.
我们如果愿意回应神的呼召，说我在这里，请差遣我。
If we are willing to respond to the calling of God by saying, "Here am I, send me."
我们回去一定会遇到困难的。
Then when we go back, we will meet difficulties.
这个困难可能从家里开始。
These difficulties may be from our family.
我们可能会邀请我们父母亲，我们来祷告。
We may ask our parents to pray with us.
父母亲可能跟你说不要。
And our parents may say, I don't want to.
我们可能会邀请我们的弟兄姐妹，我们所认识的朋友，一起来做圣工，一起来参加聚会。
We may ask our brothers and sisters and our friends to come together to do holy work or to attend service.
有时候我们可能会碰到一些打击的。
And maybe we'll come across some difficulties.
那这个时候我们是不是愿意继续忠心的来执行我们跟神所说的话，主啊，你差遣我。
And at that time, are we still willing to faithfully and continually do what we said to the Lord?
虽然人不听，但是我还是要继续讲。
And even though people may not listen, we will still speak.
所以我们不会觉得很有挫折，我们一定会继续前进的。
So this way, we don't think we're doing anything wrong, and we keep on moving forward.
那这个就是当我们能够回应神的差遣。回应神的呼召的时候，我们所回应神的话里面所隐含的使命感，我就是要这样做。
And this is the essence of our response to God. We have to determine to do what we say.
我们跟神说你差遣我的时候，
We have to say to God when you call me.
并不能够只局限在当我去做，我去讲，有人要听的时候我才要去。
We don't only work when there are people willing to listen to us.
即使人不听，我还是要去。
Even if people don't listen to me, I will still go.
这就是一种考验。
And this is a kind of test.
那这个就是神所要求的忠心。
And this is the faithfulness that God demands.
那个这个也就是圣经里面所说的忍耐。
This is the patience that's mentioned in the Bible.
所以我们现在要祷告，求神能够加添给我们这个信心以及这个勇气。
And so today we're going to kneel down and pray, ask God to give us this faithfulness and patience.
我们能够回应神的呼叫，主啊。我在这里，你差遣我。
So that we can respond to God's calling and say, "Here am I."
然后我们能够从神那边得到力量，不管别人愿不愿意听，我们都能够继续讲。
And so that we can receive strength from the Lord, that even if nobody listens to us, we are still willing to speak.
讲我们这里所领受的这个美好的救恩的信息。
We're willing to speak that which we learn here.
分享我们在这边所听到的这些生命改变的见证。
We are willing to speak the testimonies that of changing lives that we have heard here.
能够尽我们从神所领受的。然后来回应神对这边所付给我们这一切。
We can take what we have received from God and serve Him forever.
那这样子， 我们在服事过程当中，我们一定一直成长。
And in this way, we will continually grow in our servitude.
我们下一年一定会再回来参加 NYTS.
And next year, we will come back to attend NYTS.
因为我们可以在这里感受到神的荣耀。
Because here we can experience the glory of God.
我们可以感受到说，我能够服事神是有多么美好。
We can experience how joyful and how wonderful it is to serve God.
虽然人不听哦。
Even if people don't listen.
但是我们自己还是会很感动。
But today, but we ourselves will be moved.
我们还是会持续不断的去做神要我们做的事。
So we will continually do that which God asks of us.
所以求神帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
让我们每一个人经过这两个礼拜以后，真的都能够勇敢地回应神说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
So that after 2 weeks here at NYTS, we can respond to God, here am I, send me.
我们要来祷告。
We're going to come and pray.
求神加添给我们这个信心。
We ask God to give us this faith.
给我们这样的能力。
Give us this ability.
给我们这个勇气。
Give us this courage.
能够真的回去执行神要我们做的事。
So that we can go back and truly do what God wants us to.
现在一起到这边来祷告。
Let us come forth and pray.